This is Jordan Seculo today on Jay Seculo Live. It's shocking, but at this point, I mean, anything, I guess, to try and explain away already why Democrats will lose to Donald Trump in 2020. Hillary Clinton has predicted that a Russian agent or agents are going to be to blame for the Democrats' 2020 loss. One of those agents is a current Democrat presidential candidate. We'll talk about it today on Jay Seculo Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third-party candidate. She's a favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
And the reason why she's doing this is because ultimately she knows that she can't control me, that I stand against everything that she represents, and that if I'm elected president, if I'm the Democratic nominee and elected president, that she won't be able to control me, she won't be able to manipulate me, she won't be able to continue to work from behind the curtain to continue these regime change wars that have been so costly.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
You understand this, right? There's a new Moody's report out. Moody's that does kind of presidential predictions, not based off polls, based off three different factors like the economy, the stock market, unemployment. In all three of their models for the 2020 election, Donald Trump beats any Democrat, and he beats them bigger than he beat Hillary Clinton. Now, the one caveat is, of course, turnout. They can't predict turnout. But if the numbers are correct, and they have been right in every election since they have done this, except for one, and it was 2016, when they still predicted that Hillary Clinton would win, just like every other poll and every other indicator really showed. As we said, that race really did not start shifting feeling-wise and numbers-wise, I'd say, until about a week before, and then really those final 3 days, you could tell some major shift had happened. But let's get back to it. Hillary Clinton, who's not a candidate for president this time around, after Bob Mueller and the Mueller report cleared completely the Trump campaign of any kind of conspiracy or collusion with the Russians or the Russian government, they were totally cleared, is already starting the conspiracy theory that Russian government agents, one clothed as a Democrat nominee for president, who is a current Democrat congresswoman from Hawaii, Tulsi Gabbard, who currently serves in the U.S. Armed Forces while she is a member of Congress, that she is one of the Russian agents who will decide to run as a third-party candidate to take away votes from, I guess, Elizabeth Warren types or Joe Biden or whoever, Bernie Sanders, even though she endorsed Bernie Sanders and has said she has no plans of running as a third-party candidate, that she is a Russian agent and that she will be the reason why Donald Trump wins. Not because the Democrats have such bad candidates. Remember when we asked you, who would you pick if you only had to pick Democrats? And the only person anyone chose who got on the air or who wrote in on Facebook was Tulsi Gabbard. So that's who Hillary Clinton targets. Here's Tulsi Gabbard's response. I want to get your phone calls on this. I mean, President Trump was completely cleared and his campaign of having anything to do with Russia and trying to collude or conspire to win the 2016 election. But Hillary Clinton said, here we go. They're going to use a Democrat presidential candidate and a Democrat congresswoman, Tulsi Gabbard, as the third-party candidate, just like they did Jill Stein. I mean, now she's blaming Jill Stein on her election loss. Really, Hillary? How about you didn't go to Wisconsin? Places like that. Tulsi Gabbard wrote to Hillary Clinton on Twitter, great, thank you, Hillary Clinton. You, the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption and personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long, have finally come out from behind the curtain. From the day I announced my candidacy, there's been this concerted effort against me. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Listen to this in full, folks. This is so absurd. You know, it's just this nonstop assault on our president by Democrats, leading Democrats. People like Hillary Clinton still have a lot of influence in the Democrat Party. Make no mistake about it. They have a lot of influence with people like Joe Biden and that wing of the Democrat Party. And now she's gone on the record, on audio, to already set the stage for what we already have gone through once before, which was an allegation that the Russians and the Trump campaign conspired to beat Hillary Clinton. And we got all the way to a special counsel and his team of investigators, and guess what they found? There was no conspiracy. There was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. But Hillary Clinton, she's starting, and again, prepare for it. Here it all comes. Remember, in my new book, The Next Red Wave, it's what we talk about. You know, this the Russia was not going to be the end of it. They were going to keep coming back to new narratives, even trying to retread some old narratives. And here, Hillary Clinton is claiming that a current Democrat candidate for president who serves in our U.S. Armed Forces, okay, currently serves in the U.S. Army Reserve, has been deployed, running for president as a Democrat, has said has no plans to ever run as a third party, wants to help her own party. Is one of the few that's willing to actually go on Fox News and explain her positions, even though it may be more hostile territory sometimes. One of the few who has some different foreign policy than some of the mainstream Democrats, I guess. But again, that's, I think she has every right to it at, because of her military experience. But Hillary Clinton is calling her someone that's being groomed to become a Russian agent. I'm going to play that for you in a second. But when Hillary Clinton's spokesperson, Tucker, was on with Tucker Carlson, Nick Merrill, he said this: if the nesting doll fits, this is not some outlandish claim by Hillary. This is reality. So look at this concerted effort already to blame the Democrats' 2020 election loss, a.k.a. President Trump's victory, on the Russians yet again. Take a listen to Hillary Clinton.
I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third party candidate. Mm-hmm. She's a favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her, mm-hmm. so far.
Okay, first of all, again, I want to play Tulsi Gabbard's first response on television because, one, you know, this is someone, again, I disagree with on most issues. But she was the one candidate on stage at the last Democrat debate who said there should be any restrictions on abortion. She was the only one. Tulsi Gabbard, she said there should not be third trimester abortions unless there's serious health or life of the mother concerned, which is not Planned Parenthood's standard. Their standard is health of the mother. That can mean, I just don't feel like having this baby. It hurts. And you can have the abortion. Seriously, that's how broad that interpretation. So she went past that. And, of course, Planned Parenthood. So Hillary Clinton wouldn't like that either. She didn't endorse Hillary Clinton in the last campaign. She actually endorsed Bernie Sanders. She's not an interventionalist, though she serves in the U.S. military and has had to be deployed overseas. So she's got firsthand knowledge of that. I don't necessarily agree with all of her positions, but here's her response on television to what Hillary Clinton had to say.
This is about Hillary Clinton sending a very strong message saying that because I am and have long been calling for an end to our country's foreign policy of waging one regime change war after the next, the likes of which we've seen in Iraq, in Libya, and ongoing in Syria, and because I'm calling for an end to this new Cold War and nuclear arms race, that I am a Russian asset and that I am a traitor to the nation that I love.
I mean, think about that. It is, Wes, you serve in the U.S. Armed Forces as a colonel. The idea here that we have Hillary Clinton, who did not serve in the U.S. military, accusing a U.S. military member, a member of her own political party, So a liberal like her for the most part, didn't endorse her for president, but so what? I mean, you know, has a different view on interventionalism and has made that very clear because she's seen it and that kind of changed her opinion. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily an opinion I agree with, but to attack members of our military like this and call them Russian agents and to put that message out only for the purpose, by the way, it's not to really hurt Tulsi Gabbard, though it does. It's to delegitimize Donald Trump. She's just collateral damage.
Exactly. And I'm like you. I don't agree with most of Tulsi Gabbard's policies, but she is an Army National Guard major. She served a 12-month combat tour in Iraq. Happens to be a Hindu. Her father is Roman Catholic. Her mother is Hindu. She's a Samoan American. Clinton's beef with her, part of it is just Hillary Clinton has a very big ego, and she is very clumsy politically, and she's self-absorbed. And so that's part of the genesis of this. But what Gabbard had the audacity to do is to endorse Bernie Sanders in the 2016 election. And also, and by the way, the Clintons, Bill and Hillary, hold grudges for a very long time. But Gabbard actually has also challenged Hillary and the Democrat establishment when it comes to the use of the military and foreign policy. If Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian agent, the Russians are not helping her very much because she's polling at 1.2%. Yeah. This is absolutely outlandish.
She's unlikely going to make the next debate. I mean, based off the debate stand, it's pretty difficult for her. So that's their Trojan horse, someone who was going to have a rough go at it the whole time because maybe they would then run as a third-party candidate who would, I mean, again, can take away votes from Elizabeth Warren types? I mean, it just doesn't make sense that would be their grand scheme. Of course it's not. But this is not about Tulsi Gabbard. And it's shame on Hillary Clinton for attacking her this way. She doesn't deserve it. And shame on many Democrats, including many Democrats, Harry, running for president, who have been at these debates with Tulsi Gabbard, who have served with Tulsi Gabbard, because only a handful have even come out in support of her. One is Andrew Yang, who's never been a politician. He said Tulsi Gabbard deserves much more respect and thanks than this. She literally just got back from serving our country abroad. Marianne Williamson, I mean, she, again, a spiritual guru, who's, again, not exactly a mainstream candidate for president, said the Democrat establishment has got to stop smearing women it finds inconvenient. The character assassination of women who don't toe the party line will backfire. Stay strong, Tulsi. You deserve respect and you have mine. Mayor Pete was asked about it on, I think it was he on Meet the Press? With Chuck Todd. And he didn't even flatly deny it. Take a listen to this. He's the highest rated, I think, in the field who's spoken to it yet. The others have been completely silent, and I think that speaks volumes. Listen to how Mayor Pete dances around it.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton implying that Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard might be a Russian asset.
What I'll say is that I'm not going to get into their dispute. What I will say is that we know right now.
Is that appropriate?
Well, I suppose when you become a private citizen, you can say whatever you want.
I understand that. But she's a sitting member of Congress. She served.
Well, I certainly honor her service. As we saw in the debate, I also have strong disagreements with her on topics like Syria.
You see there, Mayor Pete did not at all condemn Hillary Clinton. He said, in fact, Hillary Clinton can say whatever she wants. And by the way, I strongly disagree with Tulsi Gabbard. So he danced around trying to condemn Hillary and let it kind of hang out there. So even though both of them, you know, the idea they've served in our nation's country and again, would he didn't stand up for a veteran. I mean, it's pretty shocking. So there's Mayor Pete. Now, I will say that the Beto O'Rourke is the only other person on audio who defended Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, again, remember, Mayor Pete, of these people, of these four, Mayor Pete is the only one in the top five. And he did not defend. He had to talk about it, but he did not attack Hillary Clinton. He did not denounce what Hillary Clinton said. He danced around it and kind of played up to it, honestly, when you really go back and listen. Here is what Beto O'Rourke, you know, he did something, the right thing here. Take a listen.
That's not correct. Tulsi is not being groomed by anyone. She's her own person, obviously has served this country and continues to serve this country in uniform in Congress as a candidate for the presidency. And so I think those facts speak for themselves.
So when we come back, I want to take your questions about this specifically. Why the silence from Bernie Sanders, who Tulsi Gabbard endorsed? You think he would at least, I mean, she's not a real political threat to him right now at all. She's got only at like 1%. So why is he not speaking out for Tulsi Gabbard, who was one of his strong backers in 2016? What about Elizabeth Warren speaking up for a fellow member of Congress, a woman running for president again, who is not a political threat at all in this? And even if they were, that's no excuse for not speaking up. And of course, Joe Biden. Nothing from the top three on this. And the couple others who have gotten asked about it refused to respond. I think that was Klobuchar and Harris. They refused to respond. 1-800-684-3110. Here's my opinion. They want this narrative again, that the Russians are the reason none of them can win. Whoever gets the nomination, they can't really win. And if Hillary Clinton wants to run when they can't win, well, that's going to be great for turnout for Democrats. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online Sign up right now, ACLJ.org.
Just played an ad, I think, because it's relevant today because of what Hillary Clinton is accusing Tulsi Gabbard of being a Russian agent. And then we've got the mainstream media playing into it, too, because they don't want to attack the Clinton machine, even though she's not running for president. So you'll hear from a couple of reporters. But what I really want to hear from you is why the silence? My opinion, I can explain it further. I just did it quickly at the end of the last segment. Why the silence from Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, who, by the way, Tulsi Gabbard endorsed in 2016, and the silence from Elizabeth Warren, very liberal, but Tulsi Gabbard's not really a political threat to them at this point in the campaign. And even if she were, shame on them for not condemning this. But why the silence? Why did Amy Klobuchar and Kamala Harris, when they got asked about it, just totally brush it off? I mean, this, folks, again, it's why you need to get my brand new book, The Next Red Wave. It's doing great. It's endorsed by Sean Hannity. My dad wrote the foreword to the book. The ebook has been doing great. The audiobook, the hardback. Some people are saying that their bookstores are out of the hardback, like Barnes & Noble. You know, they got certain amount in. You can always request your bookstore to order it. Like Barnes & Noble, you can get them usually in a day. Or just go to thenextredwave.com. If you go there, you've got all the different choices. You can choose your retailer of choice, and you can order it online. Or if you want to download the ebook through your place of choice, like whether it's Amazon's Kindle or the Nook or some other device that you utilize, we've got all those there. So you get to choose at thenextredwave.com. And the reason why I say it is because in the book we say this is coming back. This is not over for President Trump. And here though Tulsi Gabbard is, again, the collateral damage, which is so unfortunate that a member of our armed forces is political collateral damage for Hillary Clinton. It's exactly what she is. Let me go around the group. Let me start with Andy. The idea, Andy, that Hillary Clinton would, one, make this accusation baseless, I guess based on some tweets people put, conspiracy theories. Yep. Already saying that basically Democrats can't win or can't beat Donald Trump, which is not good for turnout anyways, but to attack a veteran, it's Russia part two.
Right. The only person who can beat Donald Trump, according to Hillary Clinton, is Hillary Clinton, because she said she beat him once before and she can do it again. And the apprehension on the part of the other leading candidates to attack the Clintons is because of an absolute fear of them. They are still a force in the Democratic Party, Jordan. And there is fear and apprehension on the part of the leading candidates, and gutlessness, let me say, that they would allow Hillary Clinton to smear this woman, Tulsi Gabbard, a member of the armed forces, a rather moderate person. I don't agree with what she says, but an impressive person nonetheless. Fear on their part to go and say anything against the Clintons that might cause the Clintons to dislike you and to come against you in some way. And so they take the gutless approach of not saying anything and evading questions about her, instead of coming out and saying, and I don't agree with O'Rourke at all, but he made a very strong statement.
Yep.
The thing that I really am impressed with is that Tulsi Gabbard would make this statement to Hillary Clinton: you are the queen of warmongers, the embodiment of corruption, the personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long. Those are powerful words to say against this powerful Hillary Clinton.
I want to add to it. So there's one more candidate, again, not a leading candidate, but Senator Cory Booker did retweet Tulsi Gabbard's response to Hillary Clinton. So I would say that was a pretty strong response and an endorsement of hers when she called Hillary Clinton a warmonger. So he retweeted that in support of Tulsi Gabbard. So really you've got the Democrat candidates who have said, Hillary Clinton, you are wrong. You've got now Cory Booker, Beto O'Rourke, Andrew Yang, Marianne Williamson, Mayor Pete. Actually, I think when I re-listened to that again, he actually is playing up that it could be true, but that he needs more facts. That's all he said. He wouldn't attack Hillary Clinton. And then you've got even liberals like Van Jones. Take a listen, because I think it's the case that this strategy is dangerous, but it's like a strategy they wish they had used earlier in 2016, and they didn't use then, And even though the president was totally cleared by a special counsel, which was unnecessary to begin with, totally cleared. The campaign was totally cleared. Everyone on the campaign, the Trump campaign and the president, were cleared of any collusion or conspiracy to rig the 2016 election for the benefit of President Trump to beat Hillary Clinton. Totally cleared. So Hillary Clinton is coming back out with this again. Now they're grooming Democrat candidates to run for third party. It happens to be one who serves our armed forces and just doesn't agree with her politically. Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, it is absurd. Take a listen to Van Jones, Byte 13.
Hillary Clinton's playing a very dangerous game. I do not want somebody of her stature to legitimate these kind of tactics against anybody. If you've got real evidence, come forward with it. But if you're just going to smear people casually on podcasts, you're playing right into the Russians' hands.
Playing right into the Russians' hands, which, again, does kind of exactly what Hillary Clinton wants, Wes, because the Russians want to feel like they have the influence that Bob Mueller said they didn't, mm-hmm. that they have this kind of control over the Trump campaign, or this the idea that they can impact our election to that extent, which no one has found that they had the ability to actually impact results, including all the intelligence community assessments, the bots and all that had anything to do with that, but that they would actually come in. I mean, just think about how sophisticated that would be, Wes, mm-hmm. to take a U.S. member of the armed forces who's also a U.S. member of Congress, who's polling very low, who, yes, has her own kind of fan base because she's kind of a Rand Paul anti-interventionist who has military experience. So, yes, Hillary Clinton would politically disagree with her. That's fine. I do, too, on a lot of issues. Just like I agree with disagree sometimes with Rand Paul on his non-interventionalism to the extent he goes with it. But we agree on more things than not. I couldn't say that about Tulsi Gabbard. We disagree on more things than not. But the idea that the Russians would go to the extent, I mean, how complicated is this, to pick Tulsi Gabbard as the person to groom. So she's pledged not only as a member of Congress taking an oath, but as a U.S. member of our armed forces taking an oath. So double treason, I guess, she would be responsible for, and that she would be the person who would get enough votes if she ran as third party. She fits the Russian nesting doll, as Hillary Clinton's spokesperson said. So this is coming from the Clinton machine. This is disgusting to me.
It's absolutely shocking. But we live in a political climate, and Hillary Clinton epitomizes this, where you can't just disagree with someone. You must demonize those with whom you disagree. Hillary Clinton continues to be obsessed with herself, with her loss in 2016, and with Russians. You might make the case that she's simply crying over spilled vodka. You know, yeah. She blames everybody except herself. She blames James Comey. She blames the misogyny, the Electoral College, the media, the DNC, the Russians, when in fact, you know, she is the one who's responsible for her loss, and she really needs to bow out gracefully. And Jordan, I believe she is totally incapable of doing that.
Yeah, I think, again, you see this, and then the silence from Bernie Sanders. Silence from Elizabeth Warren, shame on them. Silence from Joe Biden, shame on him. And only the bottom tier has condemned this. Just shame on all of them. But the bigger picture is not, it's horrible for Tulsi Gabbard. She's tough. She threw it right back at Hillary Clinton. I think at this point, she's more popular than Hillary Clinton. If people knew who she was, she certainly would be. But the big problem is, of course, is Russia narrative coming back into the 2020 election cycle, and it's being placed there by the powerful Clinton machine. Watch out, everyone. Here we go again.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third-party candidate. She's a favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
And you gotta hear this. This is the media playing up to it, okay? This is the media. So we've got a couple different ways the media spun this. The first was Kimberly Atkins on MSNBC. Take a listen, Bite 19.
One thing that was interesting about Tulsi Gabbard's response, I mean, she went after Hillary Clinton. She was strong. She said that she wasn't going to run as a third party candidate. She never denied being a Russian accent. That was the one aspect that was missing from her response.
Oh, you know what?
Which
wow.
You think that would be the first, right? You know, in the first line or two. It was not there.
This is sick. This is like, when did you stop beating your wife? Tulsi Gabbard's smarter than that. You don't go out and say, I'm not a Russian asset. You go out, you say, this is absurd what you're trying to allege here. I serve our country. I think she's got a new message out as well. She's posted, so we've been able to check that, guys. I just saw that up on from Tulsi Gabbard responding to Hillary Clinton by video. But the idea they're laughing about on MSNBC, they're laughing about a fellow Democrat who is a pretty liberal. I mean, was, you know, endorsed Bernie Sanders in 2016. Happened, by the way, to be the vice chair of the Democrat National Committee, the Democrat Party in 2016. So, I mean, they were elevating her. This is not someone that they thought was a Russian asset. But they're laughing about it and saying, well, she didn't deny it. And then this happened again. Jonathan Allen, MSNBC, should know better than this, Jonathan Allen. Take a listen, Bite 20.
When Hillary Clinton says there's a Russian asset, doesn't say anybody's name, and Tulsi Gabbard goes, how dare you call me a Russian asset?
Right.
I mean, you know, this is...
But what I guess Jonathan Allen forgets is that there's been this, maybe he doesn't understand, that Hillary Clinton's playing into a theory that's been online. So it was obvious who it was she was talking about. You didn't have, I mean, there was no jump. It's 100% obvious. That's why Andrew Yang, really smart guy, math guy, immediately put out a statement condemning Hillary Clinton. Beto O'Rourke immediately put out a statement condemning Hillary Clinton. Again, you've had Cory Booker even retweeting Tulsi Gabbard, calling Hillary Clinton a warmonger, an embodiment of corruption, and a personification of the rot that sickened the Democratic Party for so long. It sounds like a Donald Trump tweet, which may not help Tulsi that I said that, but I think she was that angry. She had that level of anger because it is... And I think the reason why it sounds kind of like a Trump tweet is because he was accused of that too. And it's like the worst thing you can be accused of, Harry, in the United States of America, especially when you're serving your country, whether it's as commander-in-chief or in the military and in Congress and running to be commander-in-chief, is to be a foreign agent of the Russians. That's still like the worst accusation someone can make against you. And if you can start getting people to believe it, it really angers you when you know it's not true.
Absolutely. So the media, for quite some time, has existed as a corrupt ally, first of Hillary Clinton, secondly of Bob Mueller, and a number of other actors. I think it's important and imperative to remember that Hillary Clinton has exhibited breathtaking arrogance, breathtaking ignorance, as she is consumed by her own selfishness. And I think it is clear beyond question that the media dislikes anyone who is prepared to attack Hillary Clinton, even though she justifies such attacks with her misbehavior.
Very interesting new ad put up by Tulsi Gabbard. I think explains a lot of it as well from her perspective. We'll play it for you. We come back from this break. Give us a phone call. We'll start taking more of your calls too. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Check out the Next Red Wave, folks. If you don't have the book yet or the ebook or the audiobook, we told you this was coming. That these accusations again, Russia, deep state actors, there's people that were being groomed as agents to rig the election for Trump, would be coming from high-level people again. Now, you can't get that much higher than the Clinton team and the whole Clinton machine. We'll be right back.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life. Standing up for our good friend Israel. Working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington. Battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world. And a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
We're going to play this for you in a minute. But when Jonathan Allen said on MSNBC, well, let's play it really quick. It's a 9-second bite by 20.
I do, however, think
when Hillary Clinton says there's a Russian asset, doesn't say anybody's name, and Tulsi Gabbard goes, "How dare you call me a Russian asset?"
Right.
This is.
You know, at the end of the podcast that Hillary Clinton was on, she was on a podcast with David Plouffe. David Plouffe was Obama's second campaign manager and was a senior advisor to President Obama inside the White House before leaving to run his second campaign. He's a pretty smart Democrat strategist. And he said at the end of the podcast and the rundown of the whole show that Hillary Clinton had made this accusation, and we'll play it for you. We'll grab it, that Tulsi Gabbard was being groomed by the Russians to run for this third party and to mess up the election to hand it to Donald Trump again. So these media commentators who are attacking Tulsi Gabbard didn't even listen to, of course, or even read the stories about the podcast where they make it clear that Hillary Clinton didn't want to say the name directly, but so she let David Plouffe say it. And by the way, she didn't need to say it. Everyone who follows politics knows exactly who she was talking about, including, by the way, Tulsi Gabbard knows this has been out there about her. Tulsi Gabbard said it in the debate. Now she has put out an ad about it because, again, I will tell you, as an American, this is the worst accusation that can be made against you, especially if you've served our country overseas in a war, serve our country in Congress, running for president, or our commander-in-chief like President Trump. There's no worse of an allegation than treason, than being a traitor, than being a weak asset to the weak Russian government. There's just nothing worse. And so now Tulsi Gabbard has responded pretty lengthily, not just in tweet now, but in a video her campaign's put out. For those of you watching, you'll see it. For those of you listening, you'll hear it. Take a listen.
People warned me in 2016 that my endorsement of Bernie Sanders would be the end of my quote-unquote political career. They said Clinton will never forget that she and her rich and powerful friends, her allies in politics and in the media, will make sure that you are destroyed. Well, there have been countless hit pieces full of smears against me from day one of this campaign. They've tried to destroy my reputation and my lifetime of service because I stood up to them. I've spent over 16 years of my life proudly serving in the Army National Guard. I still serve as a major today. I volunteered to deploy to the Middle East twice. I've served in Congress now for nearly 7 years, serving on the Foreign Affairs Committee, the Armed Services Committee, the Homeland Security Committee, and I am not afraid to openly express my love for our country. But if they can falsely portray me as a traitor, then they can do it to anyone. And in fact, that's exactly the message that they want to get across to you. That if you stand up against Hillary and the party power brokers, if you stand up to the rich and powerful elite and the war machine, they will destroy you and discredit your message. But here is the truth. They will not intimidate us. They will not silence us. We are not here just to protest their corruption. I am running for president to take the Democratic Party and our country back from the corrupt elite. I'm running for president to bring about a new Democratic Party and new leadership that will fight for peace, fight for the people, and protect our planet. So I want to ask every single one of you to join me in speaking truth to power. Don't be afraid. Let's root out the corruption in our party and our country. Join me to end the war machine's stranglehold over our leaders and ensure that our government is truly of the people, by the people, and for the people.
I mean, you think about that, and that literally could be the same message that a warning to all of us as Republicans. And when she says, the message they want to get across to all of you is that if you stand up against whoever the Democrat nominee is that Hillary backs and that kind of, you know, the DNC mainstream backs, so if you are backing Donald Trump, they will, they're the powerful elites, and that's who the Democrat donors are, and their war machine will destroy you and try to discredit your message. I mean, that applies to everybody who supports President Trump, too. I mean, you see this. So this idea of if you even try to be somewhat different inside the Democrat Party, even if you served your country, even if you've had this record of service in Congress, you could suddenly be the patsy for another election loss for them, which is what they're predicting, by the way, Hillary Clinton. And I think there's some good reasoning behind that, because in, you know, the Moody's, we're going to use the nextredwave.com where you can purchase the book, and you've got all the retailers up, as a place where we're also going to place political blogs. So our first one goes up today. It's actually up right now at thenextredwave.com. So it's a place you can go, and we'll let you know on air and through social media when there's a new one. Today's the first one. So it'll be a place where there's more kind of political election-type blogs and news items we write about. And what we wrote about first was the Moody prediction for 2020. The headline from NBC was that Trump is on his way to an easy win in 2020, according to Moody's accurate election model. It's never easy, by the way. But if quoting Moody's analytics, if voters were to vote primarily on the basis of their pocketbooks, the president would steamroll the competition. Three different Moody's models show Trump getting at least 289 electoral votes and as many as 351, assuming just average turnout. These Moody models have been back-tested to 1980 and were correct each time except in 2016 when they predicted that Hillary Clinton would win a narrow victory, by the way. They didn't think that she was going to blow out Donald Trump like everybody else thought, and he had no path to the 270 number. They predicted a narrow victory for Hillary Clinton like everybody did for the most part in the prediction world. But they've been right every other time. And so the only thing they say is, of course, if, again, if there was some massive economic thing, you can't predict that, or if turnout is extremely low. So if you don't get just average turnout. Well, that was bad news for Democrats, right? So suddenly, the Russian narrative begins again. So check out our blog up. It's at thenextredwave.com. So it's not just a place to buy the book now. It's also a place where you can get direct political news from us. So if you believe we're trusted sources and a good source of info, we're going to take news that we see. We want to get it out there to you so you can share it with your friends and family. And that's the place we're going to do it right now at thenextredwave.com. Let's go to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Jerry first in Rhode Island on line one. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, team.
Hey, Jerry.
Both Colonel West and Professor Hutchinson talked about a couple things about Tulsi. The sacred cow, Hillary, is still backed by the elites. I think they all know they're not going to win, but they're already starting to smear Pence by a book. And I think they see that maybe the 20% of independents may start looking at someone like Tulsi. So I think they're already playing the 2024 game, and they're keeping something in the media soundbite manufacturing. Because if they don't, it's just going to have, they're going to have to focus on what Trump's done. But the media will grab on anything, Russia.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, they have it immediately. And by the way, the media has been throwing Tulsi Gabbard under the bus for the most part. I mean, the commentators have said that why didn't she just flatly deny that she was a Russian asset right away? I am not a Russian asset. I am not a Russian agent. No one is grooming me from Russia. Why didn't she say exactly like that? Why did she just attack Hillary Clinton? Well, because it's an absurd allegation with no facts. Hillary Clinton had no facts. She had conspiracy theories online. This is what Hillary Clinton is stooping to now to try and again, I think, explain away why she lost the election, because she says she beat Donald Trump, but not constitutionally, not legally, not politically. Her strategists were bad. Her strategy was horrendous. She disregarded the Midwest, for goodness sakes, as a Democrat, and guess who didn't? Donald Trump as a Republican. That's why she lost. We have an electoral college. She went to law school, should at least know that about our electoral election process. But now she's got to give a new narrative for the next mainstream Democrat, I guess. You're going to lose anyways, because I did too, even though you know, because the Russians have got now a new person they've got to run as the third party, and it won't just be like Jill Stein. It'll be someone like Tulsi Gabbard. By the way, what if Tulsi Gabbard did want to run as third party because she thought party? Now they've set it up that if she made that decision, she must be a Russian agent. You understand that? They've played two games here, and that will – all of these games, by the way, are to attack Donald Trump. It's not about – Tulsi Gabbard is just the collateral damage to the – and let me tell you, the Clintons don't care about collateral damage. They care about power. They care about their foundation still getting millions and billions and making sure they don't get investigated. That's the truth. So they want to make sure whatever Democrat potentially takes the White House in whatever time period, maybe not this election cycle, but in the future, that they don't end up getting investigated themselves. But I think I think Hillary Clinton's looking at this field like all of us saying, it's pretty tough to see one of these people beating Donald Trump, honestly, in an election. Doesn't mean it won't be close. Doesn't mean it won't be hard fought. Could get close at some points. But it is pretty tough to see an Elizabeth Warren, who's surging right now, actually beating Donald Trump in 2020. But they're doing everything they can. You know, the phony impeachment, and the inquiry. I know Wes has got a new piece going up on ACLJ.org about that today. A new Russia conspiracy. I mean, give us a call. We're going to take all your calls next segment. So call in right now, 1-800-684-3110. Can you believe the Democrats and Hillary Clinton would stoop so low as to call one of their own being groomed by a Russian agent, a member of our armed forces, a veteran of war? 1-800-684-3110.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
Bring it right to the phones. And by the way, as we're speaking, I'm tweeting out, and we've got the tweet going out to Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, and Bernie Sanders. And we know when the tweets, it's all one tweet. You'll see it from at Jordan Seculo. And we note that, by the way, with Bernie, that, you know, hey, Tulsi endorsed you in 2016. Why the silence on this baseless attack by Hillary Clinton? I don't know that they'll respond to me because I'm not a Democrat, but I would hope that a lot of you retweet that tweet. This to me goes way beyond partisan politics because I get really mad when American servicemen and women are attacked and especially called traitors without any kind of facts. I mean, without any kind of substance, it's like, as what I think it was Will who wrote it, she used to get off Reddit. I mean, people wonder. Well, we have a question that came out on Facebook, like, where did this start? It started online conspiracy theories. That's, you know, it didn't start anywhere legitimate. So far, we don't know about any dossier yet, but that dossier was also phony. And it was just a bunch of made up words put together as a narrative that was like, it was like fiction, just a fictional narrative account, like kind of like Adam Schiff starting out the hearing about the so-called whistleblower and not actually reading the whistleblowers, not actually reading the official transcript that was released by the White House, but making up his own transcript and acting like to the American people, that was what was actually said between the president of the United States and the president of Ukraine. He got called out for that eventually and had to apologize for that. But again, you see how they do these kind of things. And I wanted to play it for everybody, just so you know, 100% these, because I had this line that, well, she, because the conspiracy theorists will love this. You know, she's been, she didn't immediately say she was a Russian agent. You know, even in her denial and even her attack against Hillary, she didn't say she wasn't a Russian agent. Here's David Plouffe, who was interviewing Hillary Clinton when she made the statement, and he does a kind of a summary of the show. And in his summary, he says this.
So that was an absolutely fascinating conversation with Hillary Clinton. I think, you know, some of the headlines coming out of it may be her belief that Tulsi Gabbard is going to be a third-party candidate propped up by Trump and the Russians. I'm sure Tulsi Gabbard will get pressed on that.
Like, when did you stop being a Russian asset, Tulsi Gabbard? Again, you see David Plouffe also mainstream, ran Obama's second campaign, didn't say that was outrageous, said it was fascinating, and then said, I'm sure that Tulsi Gabbard will be pressed on that. Like it would be legitimate to actually ask her that. Think about what's happening, folks. Think about what's happening. Let's go to Lynette in New York on line 3. Lynette, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
God bless you, Jordan. Thank you so much for taking my call. And wonderful show, as always. In addition to being a proud member and constant prayer warrior for American Center for Law and Justice and also support financially as able, I'm also a proud member and prayer supporter and financial supporter for Christians United for Israel.
Great organization.
And the reason I mentioned, thank you. And I believe I've seen your dad there at some of our conventions.
I've spoken at it before. He's spoken at it before as well. Yep.
And I've attended the Washington D.C.
Yep,
annual summit. Yes, for many years. I was particularly impressed a few years ago when President Obama was still president that the morning when we have the various politicians to address us, that Tulsi Gabbard was the only Democrat that had been invited to address us. She was invited because we always want to be briefed by people who really know something about the military because of, as in her instance, having served so faithfully. We always want to be briefed on facts that are guiding the foreign policy. And in particular, I remember thinking that, wow, if this woman were ever actually to be in a position where her matter of fact, and I stress the word facts because she's always dealt with truth and facts, and an actual, she had an actual policy, an actual idea of how to defeat ISIS. And I remember thinking, wow, somebody that in the Democrat Party that is not politically correct.
So she has to be done away with, right? Because so this is what they're doing. They're saying she's a Russian asset being groomed to be a Russian agent to then run as a third party candidate because she doesn't toe the Democrat Party line. And by the way, as Tulsi Gabbard said, didn't endorse Hillary Clinton in 2016. The death sentence right there, right? And Tulsi Gabbard actually believed that it knew that there would be a lot of attacks. And so she endorsed Bernie Sanders. I mean, not like she's some far-right conservative here. She's anti-interventionist. Now, the Republican Party is much more big tent. President Trump has some of those tendencies. Rand Paul is very much in the anti-interventionist crowd. But at the same time, she's an anti-interventionist. She's in our U.S. Armed Forces and has intervened in war. What I think is just so important and necessary. And by the way, the tweet is out. My tweet is out. Let me read it for everybody. We're going to get to the final two calls of the day. Go to @JordanSekulow on Twitter. I mean, millions of you are listening right now. Let's all retweet this. We need lots of retweets. It's how we get reactions. It's kind of like, you know, this is how you get the reactions. It's a simple tweet. Why are @JoeBiden and @ElizabethWarren, that's Elizabeth Warren, nowhere to be found regarding @HillaryClinton's baseless attacks on @TulsiGabbard? Where is @BernieSanders, who Tulsi endorsed in 2016? Why the silence? So go on Twitter, if you have a Twitter account today, and retweet that tweet. And again, share this broadcast with your friends and family. We've also got the new update, because I think a lot of this is driving this. Up on the next red wave, it's not just a place to buy the book. We're going to be turning it also into a place to post direct political commentary from us. And on the next red wave, and of course, if you haven't purchased the book, you can do it there. But we've got a new post up about how 2020 is going to turn on voter turnout. And it's interesting because in the book, we wrote this. We said what Moody's said. They've never been wrong except in 2016. And they said that the Moody's Analytics election prediction model shows President Trump winning re-election in 2020, but says there is a catch. Quote, the results will depend on voter turnout. On page one of our book, we wrote on the next red wave, a red wave that surpasses the turnout figures of the historic 2016 election will be the only way for conservatives to win back the House, keep control of the Senate, and most important, keep President Trump in the White House. Our opponents won't be caught off guard by President Trump again. So as we go on in detail election, that elections have consequences, I mean, again, we were saying this before Moody, but Moody was confirming this. Let's make sure Trisha gets a copy of the next red wave. Sorry we didn't get a lot of information today that we want to get out there for you. Again, but start utilizing also the nextredwave.com. I'll tell you on radio and social media when we get post up. It'll be kind of irregular right now and then become more regular as we get closer and closer to the actual general election. But our first post up is there today at the nextredwave.com. You can purchase the book again. Choose your retailer. We've got them all there. Audiobook, ebook, hardback book. The Next Red Wave. I mean, we predicted all of this in the book. All of it. And it's coming to fruition. And Tulsi Gabbard is the collateral damage. Shame on the Democrats. Shame on Hillary Clinton. Shame on Joe Biden's silence and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Amy Klobuchar.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms.